a wide open man. It's dropped.
And welcome to Take It Like a Fan with Chip.
Dog.
And
Ball.
Today, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about NFC, AFC South. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Later on today, we're going to be talking with Tampa Bay Buccaneers superfan.
Big Nasty.
I'm excited to talk to that guy later on, man. That's going to be a fun interview for me. That guy's been around literally for years. Years and years. But to get us there, my favorite division, NFC South. You guys want to start with them or you want to go?
I said we go AFC.
You want to go AFC first? Okay.
Always ladies first.
Ladies first. Yeah. Oh, a couple of your friends would not be happy with that comment when they hear this one.
Who cares?
So who do we got? We got Houston. We got Indianapolis.
Houston, Colts, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. And Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, the in-state rivals with the Jags.
Nope. In-state rivals with the Jags. I wouldn't even call that an in-state rivalry for us.
I mean, that's better than the Dolphins. I feel like that's always a preseason game, dude.
That's true. All right, well, let's start with Houston. They lost what? They lost Hopkins. That was a big
loss. Hopkins? They gave Hopkins away.
Well, they did. They got Cooks and Randall Cobb. Are there two new wide receivers out there, right?
Yeah, but you know what they gave? You know what they got in return for Hopkins?
I understand what you're saying.
What'd they get?
I don't know what they got. But
I just asked you if you knew what they got.
They got the running back, right?
No, they got – well, I think they got David Johnson in the second round pick.
Yeah.
Like, geez Louise, what a freaking moron. How do you do that? How do you let go of one of the best wide receivers in the game for David Johnson, who's injury-prone, and a second round pick?
I mean, you got to be flipping coins, I guess. And you
shout out to Arizona, man. Big props on that.
Yeah.
Do I sound the same with a mask on?
I guess.
I don't know. What do you got, COVID?
I was just giving it a shot to see what it sounded like. All right, what else happened with he's obviously we know about their quarterback. They kept him. There's no going anywhere there.
Deshaun Watson's he's an animal.
Yeah, but they didn't have any other really big. What do they have here? They got Ross Black. Oh, impact rookie Ross Blacklock. Okay. Nah, I don't really know anything about him. Do you guys know anything about him yet? Obviously, a rookie.
So how are we feeling about the Texans? Do you guys feel like they're going to win the division again?
I feel like they're going to be up there. I mean, you can't really count them out.
No, they're not winning the division, though, in my opinion.
No,
I don't have them. I would say that they'll be near the top. I don't really see Indianapolis knocking them off.
You don't see Indy knocking them off?
No, I do see.
What are you, a Titans fan?
Did you guys see that? Kenny Stills?
Kenny Stills
from Houston got arrested 6 hours
ago. For protesting. Yeah.
Well, Ryan Tannehill is now the quarterback out.
Free Kenny Stills out in
Tennessee now. I mean,
just because they went to the AFC Championship last year, do you think Tennessee's going to run away with this division?
I don't think they're going to run away. I'm saying it's going to be between Houston and Tennessee.
Did you get what I just said? Run away, because that's all they can do is run the football. See, you don't even know.
Derrick Henry got a 4-year.
Yeah, I saw that. He just signed his extension today. Good for him. Yeah. Big power back.
Dak did not get any love from Cowboys. I know we're not talking about that, but man, it's over as of today.
Stupid amount of money.
I know, but still, man.
Trash.
Yeah, well.
So you
trash Prescott.
What are we seeing that with the Jaguars?
I don't know. Gardner Minshew's got something going on with that stash.
I don't think they're gonna have much success this year, just because
that whole division is just kind of up in the air. I mean, I have the Colts and Texans battling it out. Titans are gonna get a dose of reality check this season. I think they pissed a lot of teams off last year.
The Titans do play. They have the
they do.
Easiest,
they're, I'm not knocking them. I
the
just
easiest run game schedule. Like the defenses that they're playing are really weak. So Derrick Henry can have a huge year this year.
There wasn't a Tannehill. What he had like 57 yards in one playoff game last year, and they still
like
beat the Patriots
or
something.
Whatever. But that's all irrelevant. That was last year.
I understand. That just shows where they're at, though. They're one dimensional. You shut down Derrick Henry, you don't have a Titan.
But Derrick
football
Henry
team.
Can probably. If you are playing weak teams that have weak run defense,
right,
he can win you eight games.
Yeah, he stacked the box and let him run.
Yeah.
But you can't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much more you can run that guy into the ground.
What was Rivers' contract with the Colts?
I think it was
two. 1 year. One year, 25 million.
26.
1 year, 25.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see the Colts. I'm not a fan of his little sidearm action he's doing now, and it looks like his elbow's getting lower.
We were talking earlier, Pittman Jr. You were talking about him being the beast out there, out west, coming over here. And
well, you still got T.Y. Hilton, who's explosive. And Marlon Mack. I like Marlon Mack. I had him in fantasy last year. I think he's a solid back.
I definitely think the Colts are going to squeak through and get the division, but I think the Texans
The Colts are going to win the division?
Yeah, I do. But I think the Texans and Titans are going to battle it out, and they're going to be neck and neck. I think it's going to be real close, that division.
9-7?
No.
I mean,
that's what I see.
Really? 9-7?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Hopefully all those teams tie.
I think it's going to be Tennessee. I don't know. For some reason, I think Tennessee is going to step up and take this division. I do. And it's going to be a battle for second between Houston and Colts.
See, I don't even think Tennessee should.
You can't even consider second anything because there's only going to be one team coming out of the AFC South.
I don't think Tennessee should even.
You're not getting two playoff teams out of that division.
And I don't think Tennessee should have went 9-7. And they
went 10-6.
No, they went 9-7 last year.
Tennessee did.
Tennessee went 9-7.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait a minute.
They went 9-7s and they were the wild card team. Yeah.
And they lost in the title game.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They got Mahomes.
Here's the kicker, guys. You remember when they played the Bucks? Because I was there at that game.
Yeah,
and that kicker fumbled. And we took it to the house, but the play was
ruled dead.
And it was over, turnover on downs. We would have sealed the game. We were down by 3 points right there.
And well, no, not to mention when we're backed up on the goal line and Jameis gets hiked the football over his head or whatever. Yeah,
I don't even see it. That's what I'm saying.
What are your thoughts on the stadium?
The Tennessee Stadium?
Tighten up, bro.
I wasn't a big fan of the long ramps that they have. They're just too long, short stack, steeper. Those things didn't have any – it just took forever to get up and down. Granted, I sat up in the nosebleed sections, but it kind of reminded me of the Ray J. I did like that Colts Stadium. Been there, and the Jag Stadium's it's the Jaguars. Nothing special.
You been in Baltimore?
No.
For some reason, I love that stadium because I guess where it's at down there, and right down by the water and everything, and they have they got one of those big warships over there, stuff like that. And they have a whole bunch of stuff going down in this area. They used to have ESPN Zone right there and everything like that. And plus the stadium, I gotta say. That was one of the best away trips that I had.
Nashville was a lot of fun. I really did like Nashville. Tennessee was a great time.
Yeah.
Not a big Titan guy.
AFC South. So what we are saying is, let's just run through it one more time. I'm going away different than you guys are. Tennessee, followed by Houston, followed by Indianapolis, followed by Jacksonville.
What's the record? What's going to take to win the division?
I think it's going to be a 10-6.
10-6?
Yeah.
Bo?
What's that?
What's the division going to be?
I got Colts. Colts win in division.
10-6. 10-6.
Yeah. I got to give them 10-6. I don't want to give them 10-6.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. But like I said,
I don't like any of those teams,
to be
honest with you.
Really,
if anything,
close.
Who I want to win, I want the Jaguars to win. I'm pulling for Gardner Minshew. I'm rooting for that boy.
God.
Why?
They got a lot of problems over there, man.
I know. And he just goes out there and does his thing.
I guess.
Guys,
I
dude, guess. He's That's a national spokesman it. For Busch Light.
All right, let's switch it over. We know. Now, this is a division that we could probably go for hours and hours and hours about. But NFC South. I'm not even going to bother to ask who's winning it, because if anybody says anybody other than the Bucks, then come on.
He probably ain't going to say.
No, he's better not. So.
Who's he?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I got the Bucks.
Yeah, well, I got the Bucks. I know, but.
You can't have the Bucks.
Yeah, well, I'm taking them. So we got, let's just start off with who we think is going to be in last place.
Well, I think we all can agree it's going to be the Panthers.
I believe that I do not necessarily agree with that. I believe that Teddy Bridgewater might be able to do a little something out there. I'm thinking this might be Atlanta.
Nah.
No, yeah, I think Matty Ice isn't so much ice anymore.
No, he is iced.
Yeah.
I was saying, man, we do have a lot of older quarterbacks in the NFC South now.
We got some.
Breeze, yeah. Brady,
we
and
always
Ryan.
Had them, too. Yeah. We've always had them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe with I think Matty Ice, I believe it's, yeah, he's getting close to being done, and I don't see
they have
the same
Todd,
thing
they
out
have
anymore.
Todd Gurley, but I don't know how promising. I like Todd Gurley on turf.
Yeah, they still have Julio
what
Jones.
What happened to him at the end of last year, Gurley?
I think he just wanted to get out of there.
You think? Yeah. I mean, that's just what it is. Just kind
of last game of the year, done. The Bucs lost to the Falcons. You know that, right?
No, Bucs lost a lot of games.
No.
The last
no.
game of the year, we lost to the Falcons. Okay, so technically, good. The Falcons are above us right now.
I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean?
Why don't you just say they're going to win the division?
I don't have them win the division.
I would say Jameis lost us that game.
Yes. And Pick I would six. Agree. To Again. House. Again. And another one.
The Bucs lost.
That was a horrible game. I felt like a piece
of
me.
There was a lot of
horrible. I felt
Listen,
like a
stop
piece
bringing
of me
that.
Died.
I just don't even want to talk about the Bucs in last year right now. I swear I don't. I really don't. I'm looking forward to us having a call coming up with Big Nasty, and I don't want to start my day off talking about Winston and last year's Bucs. I just don't want to do it.
I got the Falcons finishing last.
Agreed.
You got Falcons too?
I do.
Okay.
And you? Who do you have finishing? You have Panthers finishing last.
I feel bad for McCaffrey. He's getting paid, but I just feel bad.
I don't
for
think
that
a
boy.
Team with Bridgewater and McCaffrey and your boy, their linebacker.
Keekly, he retired.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, he did.
He retired.
That's right.
Yeah, McCaffrey, he can definitely win them some games.
He's
so
a
I'll
baller.
Tell you that. He's definitely going to win them some games when Teddy links up with him.
But that's other than that, they don't have much. They don't have much. Their defense isn't all there. Their coaching staff is kind of eh.
They got,
I just,
listen, they got
I,
they got
I just,
rid of Gerald McCoy. That is huge.
Yeah.
Because
one and
me,
done, right?
To me, Gerald
he was
McCoy,
one and done with that team, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's playing for Dallas now, and it's just
good
like,
luck.
He doesn't have that drive that.
No, off. He's not that. He's not nasty. He's not. He's not a fiery guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's the yeah. Problem. There's no nice guys in
yeah,
football.
Well, there's no nice guys in his position.
No, you can't be nice.
No, we'll see. We all got.
I've seen him help the other quarterbacks up.
I know, but we got blessed with Warren Sapp. And when
that's
him,
not blessed.
Him,
that's just football.
Him and Favre going at it, it was really good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's what you looked for. It was,
shouldn't say, shouldn't say you can't have a nice guy there, but you want him for the next however long, 3 hours.
I don't even think the society could take a Sapp versus Favre era battle.
No, it's definitely not. It is not like it used to be in this league 100%. So. All right, well, then, we say Atlanta. Not much to really say about them other than, I mean, like you said, they picked up Gurley. They got a couple other things that could happen. You got Bridgewater out in Carolina. What is – well, we know what the Bucs did. Yeah, so we know about Brady. We know about Gronk. We know about the lineman that they picked up. So do we say, honestly, no, all jokes aside, that the Bucs are taking this division this year?
I mean, they have their best shot. Nothing's going to be given to them. That's for damn sure.
Here's the thing, though.
They definitely
gotta
earn
got
this division.
The Saints didn't lose much. If anything, they gained this offseason. Gained. Like, they're just as scary
Winston,
as they were
they
last
got
year.
Winston.
What was their record last year?
13-3.
So, with that being said, do you honestly think Drew Brees is going to take anything less than 13-3. He's going to try to win every game. He knows.
Well, he's got.
Now he's got Tom in the or in the division.
Yeah.
He knows it's okay. Now we got to step it up even harder.
True.
So does Brady.
Do you guys know Brady's and Brees's record versus head to head? Check that. Look that up if you got time. I think it's 1-1. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I know they haven't played each other too much.
Yeah, I think it's 1-1. It's actually pretty even, their stats.
I truly feel that it's between the Bucs and the Saints, obviously, who's going to take the division. And I think if we can somehow knock them off, then we'll take it. If we can beat them in our home and beat them there, it's in the discussion because I think we can beat out the rest of our division this time. I just honestly do.
I definitely think we have more weapons offensively, but I don't think they're as synced as the Saints' offense is. Like, that offense is – they got a 1-2 punch that we don't have.
True.
Running starts
– I ain't afraid of nobody's run game.
Alvin Kamara's a nasty back.
Yeah. He's a nasty back, but I'm telling you right now, yeah. I'm not worried about a run game against our defense.
No, I mean, not.
But you also got to remember, I mean, Bridgewater stepped in a lot for them last year, and he did very well.
He destroyed us.
Yeah, 5-0.
Yeah, did very well. So now they got Breeze back, who they, like you say, click with. And we got Bridgewater, who seemed to be able to step right in there with no problem with his squad because he wasn't getting, obviously, reps like a Breeze and going to Carolina. So that's, I'm telling you, that if I would be more worried about Teddy Bridgewater than I would Drew Breeze, actually.
You'd be more worried
I'd be more worried about Teddy Bridgewater than I would about Drew Breeze.
Why? That's crazy.
I just think that.
That's the problem, is you're thinking.
Yeah. You know, my dad. Yeah, but you know, my dad used to always say that too. Stop. Or I used to say, I thought so. Daddy would say, stop thought and start thinking. But either way, I think that Drew Brees is highly unlikely to finish an entire season anymore without being hurt. He's gotten hurt the last two seasons, hasn't he?
You can make the same debate with Tom. I mean, he's old.
No,
you never want to factor in that a player is going to get hurt to determine the outcome.
I just don't think he can. I hope and pray Tom Brady can. But
fuck
I
that.
Agree.
I hope they take his fucking head off.
Statistics would show, or chances are that yes, they could get hurt. They can't. They're not as mobile. They can't move around. They can't do certain things that younger quarterbacks like a Teddy Bridgewater can. So chances of them getting hurt greater. Agreed.
I get it, but Teddy got hurt too, and Teddy didn't play for 2 years. You remember when he got hurt?
Dude, he tore his ACL in practice.
Was it Minnesota?
Yeah, he tore his Achilles or something like that. Yeah. He almost
his ACL.
His Achilles. It was in his ankle. He like snapped something just walking. It was really. You pull up the story and read it yourself.
I've seen it. He was jogging when it happened.
Yeah, I definitely think the Saints have.
Saints are scary too.
A good chance of taking this division. Me, you know me, I'm going to say we're going to win it all. We're probably not going to lose a game.
Course,
maybe
of course,
one or
of
two.
Of course, yeah. I think we. What do we have them? 14-2.
Yeah, I had them 14-2.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I had them losing to the Giants.
You guys would have them going 16-0 if you really
19-0, buddy.
Just right to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this: do Atlanta or Carolina even break 500 this year? In your opinion, do they go?
I think Atlanta does.
I think this division is going to be pretty close, but I think it's going to be two teams that are going to run off with it.
It's
going to
be a battle of the Saints and the Bucks. I think everybody knows that. I think.
I know.
Well, that's the problem.
We got
two
games later in the year with the Falcons. I think.
I think we usually end with the Falcons.
Yeah, I think it's like a game or Falcons, then one more game, and then Falcons again.
Yeah. So I mean, those games we'll see if they are.
Okay.
Let me ask you both this right now so I can write it down. Okay. Who is going to be Brady's go-to target?
Right now?
Right now, who's Brady just going to absolute just make look like a monster this year?
I don't think.
Obviously, it would be Gronk.
I don't know. I don't think Gronk will come in and play the same amount of time that he played with the Patriots.
Gronk's going to be a red zone specialist.
Because of
Gronk's going to be a red zone specialist. You're going to see OJ and Bray out there.
Is he throwing it to Evans or Godwin more, I think is what you're really asking. Who's going to be his number one?
I'm asking you.
He's going to say Scotty Miller.
I'm rolling with Scotty Miller this year.
Are you?
Scotty Miller is going to be a sleeper.
Don't sleep on
I'm
Justin
going
Watson.
Godwin because he loves that.
No. Don't get me wrong. Godwin will
be
wide receiver
one. Because he's got those quick, man. He is quick across
Godwin
the might
be
quick down.
Godwin might be taking Evans' spot by the end of the year.
No,
with
you're crazy.
I'm telling
you're crazy.
I'm telling you.
No. You're crazy.
I'm
putting my money on Big Mike Evans. He's going for a seventh. This is something no other receiver has done. He'll pass
he's already got six
Randy
in a row.
Moss. 1,000 yards.
He'll eclipse that.
Do you not think this guy wants it more than anything? He's been in the league for 6 years.
I understand. I'm not knocking Mike. I just see the fight in Godwin, and
that's why it's
a good problem to have.
Yeah,
it's a good problem to have between those
debate.
Two.
Yeah.
But to me, Brady is going to get both those guys the ball. They're probably both going to have over 1,200 yards. I'd love to see 10 touchdowns apiece from him. But Scotty Miller is going to be Brady's go-to.
Mike
I'm
going to
tell you these little wheel routes,
year.
These little screen patterns, and these little quick slants. Scotty Miller's going to eat it up. And if you guys don't remember Scotty Miller last year, he was fast.
He was pretty fast.
So
was Chris Godwin.
I know that, but Godwin's a little bit bigger and a little bit easier to spot.
Listen,
Scotty will get lost.
Scotty's going to have a tough battle fighting against Tyler Johnson, the rookie
from
Minnesota.
Scotty is his Wes Welker. so to speak. Scotty is Tom Brady's Wes Welker.
He's going
to
be Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this. When you asked me who's going to be his go-to, I said Chris Godwin.
Okay.
And you said?
I said Mike Evans.
I said Mike Evans, but I would think it would be Gronk just because he has the chemistry with him. And you remember what it all takes, too, right?
What?
It takes a season to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen.
We are live.
Back with Take It Like a Fan and here with Big Nasty. How you doing today, bud?
Go ahead, Chip. Sorry.
Oh, and how you doing today, Big Nasty?
I'm ready to rock, man. Just got off of work, got to the house, and looking forward to talking Buccaneer football with you guys.
Yeah, well, we love talking about Buccaneer football, but a hard day at the office, huh? I think financial planning, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nice.
Just an everyday deal, man. Always helping people out. Just picked up a new client today that was looking to build their wealth management so they can have a solid retirement.
Yeah, we are bringing a lot of joy to a lot of people on a lot of levels, but we know that we've been watching a lot of your interviews here. By the way, congratulations on the Hall of Fans inductee. I love it. But we've been doing a lot of research on you, watching your charity work. Seems like you do a lot for the community more than just paint the face and give us something to cheer with. You want to talk to us a little bit about that? I know you're doing Drugs Are Nasty, Nasty for a Day. I think you got a Christmas party you do every year.
Yeah, you have done your research. That's pretty cool. I said, but unfortunately, the Drugs Are Nasty thing's been on hold because obviously our clubs aren't in transition with this COVID as well as the schools. But, you know, good news is you kids are going back to schools. And normally in October of every year, I take a week's vacation and I try to hit as many schools as I can where we do gymnasium orientations. Where, you know, we have the Drugs Are Nasty program where it's about drug prevention for these kids. And if we could, you know, save one kid from making a bad mistake, I mean, let's face it, these days you try it one time and you could be killed or overdosed over stuff like that. So, you know, it's a scary world out there. But if we can help those kids stay on track on bettering themselves, and let's face it, man, they're the future surgeons of the world. Yes. And the future presidents of the world.
I couldn't agree more. As a father of four, I mean, ranging from 16 down to 10, I got a lot of fear, but I got a lot of hope as well. So, I mean, I know exactly what you do, and we do a lot of charity work as well with a local Beth Dillinger Foundation. We do a lot of in-school food for the weekends, what they call consider chronically hungry children that just kind of go home, don't know when their next meal is going to be until they come back to school on Monday at least. So we try and do our part as well. But, you know, aside from that, sir, again, cheers to you and hats off to all the work that you do within the community. But like you said, we do have to get to Buccaneer football, which is obviously one of our favorite topics. So I got a few questions, but the guys want me to stop talking and kind of let you talk. But I at least got to know. I got to know because I know you've been doing this for, I believe, 30 to 35 years at this point. And I got to know, you've been through the ringer with the Bucs. Who is your top five Buccaneers of all time? I just got to know.
Ooh, top five?
Top five. I don't care the position. I mean, where you were just like, you loved watching them play the game of football for your team.
Top five. Wow.
Well, the first one should be a no given.
Well, not really, because I bet you guys, you probably haven't researched this, but my number one is Mark Cotney, Captain Crunch from the old team, so the Bucko Brewster.
Oh, nice. Wow. Nice. Bringing back the old. I love it.
Mark Cotney could... He could lay the wood. He wasn't a Pro Bowler, but when you get the nickname Captain Crunch before John Lynch is even born, that's pretty. And literally, he would lay the wood like John Lynch. He was literally amazing. He would be my number one. And also, I have a little bit of a, you know, it's all about developing relationships, right? And I went to a football camp when I was younger, and I'll share this with you because you appreciate this, guys. I go to a football camp, and I want you to picture a big kid, a fat kid, and always had to play with older guys because he weighed more than, you know, the kids in his age group, okay?
All right.
So this is a true story. We go to this football camp, me, my brother, and a friend of mine, and, you know, I was, what, 8 years old? and scared to death, never been away from home in my life, and we're staying at dorms. I think this was, believe it or not, I think it was St. Leo College or somewhere. I can't remember. It might have been further up north, but it looked like St. Leo College. We'll just say that. And Bobby Bowden was putting us on with all the Bucks. So, you know, the first day goes, the camp starts, and, you know, you're trying to figure out what position to play, right? And right away you think of a heavy kid. Oh, you got to be a lineman, right? So I go to the lineman, and the coach says, kid, you're too small to be a lineman. You need to go to linebackers. So I get turned away my first time, right? And I go to the linebackers, and guess who I see? Scott Brantley.
Oh.
And it's funny, to this day, I'm still friends with Scott.
Really?
I wish the damn NFL would approve his disability, but, yeah. You know, that's just been a fight ever since. But Scott, believe it or not, turned me down. He says, Keith, he says, you're not fast enough to be a linebacker. So I'm like, now I'm crying. This is a true story. I am bawling. I'm like, shit, man, my parents end up taking me to this. Nobody wants me. You know, and my parents were blue collars. So, yeah. You know, $200 is like $2,000. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
So, like, so the crazy part of it, I finally meet Mark Cotney. He puts his arm around me. He goes, what's up, son? You all right? I said, and I told him exactly what I told you. He goes, don't worry about it. You're coming with us. Here I am with the DBs.
Oh, no way.
Let me tell you something. A fat kid trying to backpedal. Oh Lord have mercy.
Do we have the tape funny, on that?
Yeah. We didn't have tape back then, brother. Yeah. You didn't even have a phone like this. I think we had Polaroids. So, but the crazy part of it, and this is the funniest thing, you know, I always was I work hard at anything I've ever done when I played college ball and all. And I mean, I've been the most athletic, but I would out hustle you. I would work harder in the weight room. I'd do whatever it took, right?
Exactly.
Well, that camp, I ended up getting most improved out of everybody, out of what, 500, 600 kids in the camp.
It's a good honor.
So,
yeah, it is.
And I still have that little trophy. It's like a little football trophy, probably the size of 3 inches. And it says most improved. But he signed an autograph to me, and I'll never forget it. And he said, keep working. And he autographed it. It's my most prized possession.
I was just getting ready to say it's got to be your most prized possession.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have it hung up. You know, a lot of people don't know the meaning of it, but you know, it just goes to show you when a player does that and teaches you not only work ethic and how to work hard and never give up and actually give you the time of day when nobody wanted. That's memories that you'd never get forgotten, but he would be my number one.
Well said.
Number two, you know it, Mr. 99, Warren Sapp. Yeah, gotta love my boy Sapp.
Somewhere. I think I got another one that's gonna be in there somewhere. Go ahead.
And I'm a big defensive guy, so you won't hear a lot of offensive guys, but I will. I'm gonna put some, you're saying top five now.
Yep.
So I'm gonna put Warren Sapp as number two.
Okay.
I'm going to put number three, Mike Allstott.
Yes.
Mikey, he's a class act. And if you notice, I like to have guys that have stayed in the area. If you notice, that's kind of weird, right?
He's my number one. I got to tell you, he's my number one. I've loved the way this man played the game of football. That's what I loved watching play the game. Just all out. I love it.
So if you think about it, what we got here, we got, you know, and I'm an old school guy, so, you know, and I got to throw Leroy Selman in there because I got to meet him when I was a kid, and that would be number four, and, he's going to kill me because he actually came to my house, but I got to go with Derek Brooks over Doug Williams.
It has to be. I was going to say, if he's not in your top five, we're this conversation's over.
It's funny because when you're in the gym industry back in the day, Derek and Derek Alexander came in the gym, and this is when Derek was like casted to be too small to play football for us.
Right.
And everybody thought he was a nobody.
Yep.
And Derek Alexander played for FSU, and he played for Minnesota, and he was a good player too. But who would ever believe guy working out in my club for free, asking me for a free workout, would end up being a Hall of Famer.
He nominated you for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, look, guys, that was amazing,
such a cool video.
Especially when you're not expecting it. I thought I was doing an audition to get to that point.
Really?
So I had no clue.
Was that a better feeling than the Bucks winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, silence, crickets.
No.
Okay. No, that win. The winning the Super Bowl, guys, for the first time. There'll never be another first time.
No.
So, and I can tell you, you mentioned, hey, we've been through all the anguish of being a Buck fan since I was 8. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, I got abused as a child. Now, I mean, you know, my buddies were Raiders and Pittsburgh fans, and I'm the Buck fan, get my butt kicked every week, right?
Yeah. Can I ask what year were you born? If you want to throw that out there.
Oh, I don't have a problem. 1967.
67. Okay.
I'm about to be a sexy 53-year-old.
Right. I'm nine years behind.
Yeah, he's got a couple years.
Yeah, you got a couple years on me. Yes. Yeah. All right.
That's
awesome. But it gets tougher putting that makeup on, man. That heat's getting worse and worse.
Oh, I know.
I got to be honest with you. It's getting difficult. But no, if you had to ask me, Super Bowl over the Hall of Fame, Super Bowl by far.
All day, right?
You know, I
heard all day long. And second on Tuesday. Let's keep it going.
finding some information about you, sir. I also came across a little tidbit of information. I'm going to ask you if this is true, because you got a good story so far about the camp and everything. But I read that you started this whole big nasty deal to help yourself get over a breakup. Is that true?
Actually, it was my brother.
Really?
And yeah. And I recently lost him. When I got in the hall. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's, you know, unexpected, but it happens.
Yeah.
But I could tell you, how big nasty happened was we never used to paint up. There was no face painters back in the day, guys. I'm telling you, there was none.
Yeah. Zilch. Back in the day, when it first started.
And I just told Ken, I said, hey, he was all bummed out because he broke up with his girlfriend. And I said, you know what? Let's do something different. Cause I was working for Bally's. So I had 13 season tickets, because all the Bucks get to used to work out at the Bally's Health Club, because we didn't have a workout center back then, guys. It was it ain't like the Taj Mahal you have today. The old days, it was like Russ Warren Sapp. You ever want to hear that story? Let him tell you that. And he'll tell you how bad. The weight room was so bad, guys. It was outside under a porch, aluminum, and it was rusty.
Oh, wow.
Warren said one time they were all working out and a damn rat rolled over his foot. I almost peed myself when he told me that. I laughed so hard. But it was that bad. I mean it was not even a college place. It was more of a, you know, hey, let's throw stuff in the backyard. That's how bad it was. Anyway, to make a long story short, they had worked out a deal with me where I negotiated the whole entire Buccaneer organization can work out at Bally's, and we ended up getting 13 season tickets. And you might have thought, oh, golly, that's not worth much, especially back in the day. But it was a blast. We just loved going. And so I remember me and my brother going to the game. I said, hey, let's just go paint up and make a difference. And it was the Battle of the Pigs back when the Bucks and the Packers were the two worst teams in the NFL.
Oh, man.
And we look, dude, I look like a pumpkin, man. I had that. I used that was when we used that orange Halloween paint.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the funny story. Oh, me and my brother got polluted, man. We went, we got tanked. He wasn't thinking about no girls then. He was like, it was like, next. So we had a great time, perfect brother bonding, but we ended up taking, 100 pictures with Packer fans that day. Because, you know, they traveled well. They always have.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And let's face it, who the hell wants to get out of cheese land? They come to Florida for sunshine. So, but yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, the funny part, after we get home, you know, had a few, we had a great time, and the Bucks tied. So that was like a win for us. And then here was the crazy part. Yeah. I go to take the damn stuff off. And if you ever want to see a bad tan look, you know, that fake tan they used to make.
Oh, the orange. That spray, yes.
It did not come off. It stained my face. So, awesome. I definitely lived and learned on the face paint stuff. So.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you've got some stories, man, over the years. I of course, like I said, I came into the earth around the same time the Bucks did, February of 76. So. I mean, I've taken a roller coaster ride with them, but I will say that I'm pretty excited about the upcoming season. I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts. I mean, I know you're obviously you didn't throw Brady or Gronk or into your top five, so you're not willing to do that just yet, even though they say – I know, but he's the guy. Everybody says he's the GOAT, right? Everybody says he's the GOAT. I want to see if Big Nasty thinks he's still got it at 42 years old. What do you think, buddy? You think Gronk's taking his year off, is going to come back healthy and strong, ready to play? You think it's going to be the old Gronk, or you think we're going to see something, you know, maybe taking a little easy on himself?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you guys. I was a big Jameis fan and still am. I still think he's going to come back to haunt us. I really do. But
they always do.
If you had to replace Jameis, you had to go with the GOAT. And I don't know about you, but after I watched the Super Bowl win over the Falcons, I definitely claimed him as the greatest of all time quarterback I've ever seen. Put him ahead. Bradshaw, Staubach, everybody. He is unbelievable. So here's what I'm thinking. We're definitely going to improve, period. Hopefully, we're definitely going to be, you know, it's definitely going to make smart decisions. He's definitely going to get the other players to bring up their game even more. Gronk is a perfect safety net for him to come in. Is he going to be the full-time tight end? I don't see that. But he's definitely going to be a safety net for Brady. And it makes perfectly good sense, right, guys? How do you get the other team that never met you to understand you and to believe in just what you're saying? Now he's got a backup where he's already lived it. They won Super Bowls. I mean, you brought two guys with Super Bowl rings that are teaching these young guys. You got to remember, we have nobody left our old team. So, you know, even they come out once in a while, blue moon, but guys, they're long into tooth now too, man. Those guys can't suit up anymore. So we got to build these young guys up. And I got to be honest with you. I pray to God Levante David gets a Super Bowl ring. Because that guy right there, you know, if I had to talk about modern players, I'm more leaning towards him.
Yeah,
I'm a big pass rush guy. So, you know, I like JPP. He hasn't been a buck long enough. But, you know, that's what I want to say. Brady and Gronk haven't been bucks. You know, so I can't put them up in any of that category until I actually see them do something for the Bucks. So, are you excited? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah!
We're all interested. We're all excited. We're all pumped. I mean, I'm on board with the defense. I think we're going to be. I put us top five this year. I just did when we had this conversation a couple episodes ago. I don't know if anybody agrees with me on the phone, but I still see a lot of talent that is just. Oh man.
How sweet would it be if I'm not a big if guy, but when we win the Super Bowl in the Ray J this year, how sweet is that gonna feel?
It'll be the first time ever, right, guys?
First time ever, and there's always a first
time. First time ever. And what did I tell you about first time evers, right? It's something you'll never forget. And let me tell you something. If the Bucks even play in the Super Bowl at Ray J. This year.
Huge.
Think about it, guys.
Yeah.
What is Tampa going to be like?
You know, I'm so excited right now. Just even
thinking. I know.
You know,
it just gets me fired.
But, I know, man. And I'm trying not to, you know, I'm excited about it, but you're going to think I'm crazy, guys. Who the hell knows what's going to happen, guys? We still don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. Apparently, my seats are supposed to be removed from what I'm seeing on media, but I haven't heard anything from the Bucks telling me anything different.
Yeah, we're 4 rows back too. Hey, so,
hey, if I got to take 5 games home at home and watch 5 games at home and sit in my pool and watch it on TV, I don't think I'll have a problem with it.
I got a problem with that. They can't have you not. You got to be at the game.
Telling you.
If there's going to be one fan, it's going to be you.
I know you like
to sit behind. The thing is, you know, if it comes down, I think somebody said it might come down to, I don't know, I was reading something, but you know, Facebook, you don't know what the hell's true and what's not.
Exactly.
So I think somebody was saying tenure, and I'm like, well, you know, there's a lot of fans that have been there for a lot longer than I have, meaning as a season ticket holder. So,
you have the face.
Guys, I never look at it that way. I mean, you got to think the only reason why you say face is because I've been doing it so damn long.
Yeah.
You know, how many 53-year-old guys paint their face, wear a rhino horn, stick their tongue out like Gene Simmons, you know, in 100-degree weather?
Right.
I mean, it just
and
doesn't
love
happen.
Every minute of it. Right? Yeah.
Well, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? I mean, it ain't like you're going to be able to take pictures with people now.
No.
You know, I mean, it's a different
If they do that, I say we make a GoFundMe page for you to have a chair on the pirate ship. one of my first, I went to the old Sombrero Houlihan back in 96 when they shut it down. Cool experience. Whatever. I was a young boy. I was 7 at the time. The next year I went to, we played the Detroit Lions. It was like a week before my birthday. And I remember seeing you, and it was my first time seeing you. I was like, Dad, who's this guy? And my dad used to take me and my brother to the game all the time. And he was like, that's Big Nasty. And right then and there, I was just infatuated with, like, the super fan mentality you have. Yeah. And I got old enough, and I started going to more games. When I go there, I feel like the fan unit, you know, like you are the – you're the voice of me as a fan you know?
That's kind of what we're all about, to be honest with you, Mr. Nasty, Big Nasty, is we're a fan. Take it like a fan. We're all about fan forums. We're all about giving the fans the voice. We want to hear from fans. We'll be talking to fans throughout the season, hopefully as the season gets started. Do a lot of fan interactions and have some fun. Hopefully this won't be our last conversation with you. We'd love to catch you after a lot of big wins coming up in this season. But we love our Bucks. We love all our Bay Area sports 100%. And that's why we are adamant when we say something like, no, you got to be in the stands, because it's true. Because I'm frustrated with COVID. I'm frustrated with the way it's changed our lifestyle. The fact that we are pending possible NFL season. I'd like to have some normalcy. And you, sir, give us some normalcy in our community. Yes, 100%. Sir.
Well, I appreciate that I put you comfortable and give any kind of a Buck history, but I will give you a little hint. Yeah. That Lions game that you probably saw me at, I remember I had a stuffed lion head. And I actually was in the paper the first time on the front page, skinny sleeve part, and I still have it framed. I'll have to send you a picture of it after this, but it was that, I know it was that game because, you know, I know it wasn't a playoff game.
No, it
wasn't. But I remember it was a pretty cool game. And I remember that was, even the face paint was different back then, but we had the Rhino hat then too. Yep. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Great memory, man.
So I got a couple trivia questions I'll leave us with if you guys want.
I got one question. If the season goes how we want it to go and it starts up and everyone stays healthy, the Bucks rookie class, other than our first pick, Worf, who do you think is going to be the standout rookie?
Vaughn.
Keyshawn Vaughn?
Nice.
Yeah, I do. Know who he reminds me of, guys? Eric Rett.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He reminds me of Eric Rett. Low center of gravity, but he's got some burst and speed.
Do you think he'll be a help in the Rojo's run game?
Yes, I think honestly, in this league, man, you got to have a combo back. I don't care what anybody says. There's too many injuries. You know, that's why they always say 4 years is a shelf life, all that crap, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't get many of the Tony Dorsets anymore, right? Or the Herschel Walkers.
No.
I mean, think Sanders, about that. So,
yeah, those guys are
good. Yeah, I mean, first of all, there'll never be another Sanders as long as I live.
No.
I mean, you want to talk about the best running back that ever lived? It was Barry Sanders.
I can say that. Yeah. I think John Lynch can agree with that,
too. Yeah. Well, I can tell you, it was like we could shut him down 90% of the game, and then all of a sudden, two plays, he breaks it 90 yards.
Oh, yeah.
And he was that fast, that agile. Yeah. Oh, he was an embarrassment videotape for the Bucks, no doubt.
It was almost you didn't mind watching him play because you knew how special he was. You got to respect it at the end of the day, how talented he really was.
100%.
Well, that's what you got to think, man. I've been definitely blessed to watch some football games at Tampa Stadium.
Yep.
And when I say that, I got to see Sweetness. I mean, how many times you get to see Walter Payton?
What's your most memorable game? It's one of my questions I had for you.
The most memorable game?
Yeah, that you were just so excited to be there. You witnessed something happen.
Shutting down the vet. I have to guess. Shutting down the vet.
Oh, God. I answered this one time, and I can't remember. But now I'm going, God, there's so many awesome games, right?
Yeah.
And some of the games, it's the games that you go, oh my God, did that happen? You know, there's a lot of them, but all time one, obviously. Yeah. when you shut down the vet and Rodney Barber, but that's an away game.
Yeah.
I think probably, oh Lord.
I mean, we did break the curse of the touchdown run or the run back.
For the touchdown, Michael kick, Spurlock, I believe.
That was exciting for me.
I would say
you're going to think I'm crazy, but Matt Bryant's winning kick against Philly at home.
You know what? Yes. That was 62 yards. Me and Sean, I was actually playing football at Azalea Field, listening to that game go on, and we could not believe that at all.
Yeah.
That was a special game, man.
That was.
And I could tell you what was crazy was there must have been 60 Philly fans all around me, mother effing this, F that, dropping the F bomb left and right. All of a sudden he kicks that kick, which I didn't think he'd make it either.
Hell no.
And Maddie puts it through. All I know is I turn around, they're all gone. All of them were gone. I mean, like, they disappeared. But yeah, it was a special moment. That was a good game. But yeah, anytime you can close the vet and open the link and win both games,
that was definitely a
Philly killer, right?
That was a big we love being Philly killers. That was a good back to back. The gut wrenching was pretty easy for me. I mean, after the Super Bowl season, it was rough, man. We got to the wild card a couple times, but when New York knocked us out of that wild card, I think it was in
07.
Yeah. That hurt me.
I was at home,
and I was
too.
So frustrated with everything at that point. I just was.
That was the year when Monty Kiffin decided to retire after that year, and that's when the whole defense just fell apart, and that's when it was the end of the Bucs era for that year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going to think, guys, the league catches up with you eventually.
It does.
No matter what, you know, Tampa 2 is what? Nobody never knows what the hell Tampa 2 is anymore.
Well, no.
So, but yeah. There's so many different versions, and it's all like, the new stuff until you see it and you can protect against it, you know, you're going to win. Right.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it all comes down to chemistry, guys. And if these guys can gel in this COVID environment and make it work, you know, the only thing I'm excited about is everybody else is on fair game. So everybody's on an even field.
Yep.
It's not like, you know, we'll see what happens.
I got one more question for you. I don't know if Chip's got anything, but I want to know, since you're a big sap guy, lineman guy, your thoughts on Villa and his future with the Bucs.
Solid, man. You talk about a run stuffer.
Yep.
And getting after the ball. I mean, it just goes to show you. I've been saying it all along. Where has our pass rush been? Yeah, two bookend defensive ends. Now look at Villa. Now he's all of a sudden a stud. You know, you got to remember, defensive line works in unity. Right.
Yep.
And just think about Warren Sapp, you know, Greg Spires, Simeon Rice, right? Booger McFarland, Rad Culpepper. Chidi, I mean, think about it, guys. Yeah. I mean, old Chidi Bang Bang.
And the one thing that I'm kind of excited about, too, that everybody's kind of overlooking, our first round pick this year, Tristan Wirfs, in the trenches, him and V are going to be battling at practice. And I think those two in practice are just going to get stronger and stronger and faster, which is almost unreal.
I just hope this kid can pick up the playbook and play right out of the box. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if he doesn't, and then you got Donovan debating whether he's going to play or not, it's got me a little nervous, you know? So,
I mean,
we'll see what happens.
You've seen the video of this guy jumping out of a pool, right?
Yeah, I know.
Impressive.
I can hardly walk out of a pool.
I can't even jump to the first step. How the hell is he going to go ahead and I'm in the pool, for God's sake. So how he jumps out of a pool, that's freak mobility, man. But I'm excited to watch it, you know, and that's what Vince is, you know, with this COVID, you know, you almost forgot the draft because there was no real draft, right? And not like where we're going to the draft and seeing people. I mean, it was supposed to be in Vegas this year. Yeah. So
on the water.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know what? I get it. And let's just hope that, you know, it's a different world, guys. It's going to be a different world.
And
let's just hope that everybody stays safe and we get back to normalcy. Because when 9-1-1 hit, the NFL brought us back. Exactly. Right?
Agreed.
Well, this COVID, hopefully the NFL brings it back and don't get too political about things and just play football, because that's what we watch for, entertainment, guys.
Yes, well sir. Said, and that's kind of what all sports are about. That's, we're hoping for all sports to come back. I mean, we just want to see something come out on the court, on the field, or something. I mean, we want to be able to see something this year. But
I don't know about you, but I want to see a slobber knocker, man. I want to see somebody knock the hell out of something. Come on, man.
Let's bring the ball.
It's
you know, and hope, pray to God Tom Brady stays up all the whole season. That's what I'm more nervous about.
All 19 you know? Regular season games, right?
Yeah.
Oh God, just keep winning, man. Just keep winning.
That's it, brother.
All right, so I got some trivia questions. We're gonna knock out quick 5 trivia questions. If you got a couple more minutes here, bud. And then,
sure, shoot away.
All right, I'm gonna go. Now it's ranging. It's some old, some new. Okay. Now you guys claim over here, Dog and Bo claim that they have a lot of Buccaneer knowledge. It's been sad so far.
We'd say 99 to present. We could go about that.
I've never said I got anything on his level, though.
Well, let's just, who was the first head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Come on.
John McKay.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. You agree over there, Big Nasty?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That is correct. What quarterback led the Bucs to their first winning season?
Winning season, first not
winning.
Winning season.
I'll break it down. You got Steve Spurrier. You got who else? Vinny Testaverde. You got Steve DeBird. You got Doug Williams.
Doug Williams.
Steve DeBird, your boy.
It is Doug Williams. The team which had won just 2 games in the first 2 years of the franchise went into the playoffs 3 times in 5 seasons with Williams as a starter.
1979, baby. You probably weren't even born.
No. I was the only one born. I was the only one.
20 years later
there
for
you
me.
Go.
Yeah. All right. What other team, expansion team, joined the NFL in 1976 right alongside of the Buccaneers?
Arizona?
Yeah, Seahawks.
Nope. I got it.
Okay. What do you think it is, though?
Seahawks
and Big Nasty said Seahawks. That is correct.
You're just making sure you guys know your stuff.
Yep. Okay. What quarterback did Tampa Bay trade away for the second and fourth round draft picks in 1987?
Is that Steve Young?
I don't. That's 2 years before I was born, dude.
You said 87.
87. You got Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, Trent Dilfer, or Steve Young?
I think it's Steve Young.
You're going with Steve Young?
I'm going Vinny.
Steve Young.
Going
Vinny. Steve Young is the correct answer. Deemed a bust by the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Vinny was
deemed
drafted.
A bust.
Yeah, we drafted Vinny.
Exactly.
Nice try there, Chip.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm just throwing them out. All right. And then now last question. It's got to be a Super Bowl question. All right. How many of Tampa Bay's 6 touchdowns in the Super Bowl were defensive scores?
4.
Big Nasty?
Hold on, I gotta count. The white guy, how many INTs? And then you got Dexter.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about.
And then you got Derek Brooks. So hold on. No, it's 5, wasn't it?
No, it says the Buccaneers intercepted Oakland QB Rich Gannon a Super Bowl record 5 times and returned 3 of them for touchdowns.
There's only 3 touchdowns.
Derek Brooks.
Yep.
Dwight Smith.
Yeah.
Dexter Jackson.
And Dexter Jackson.
You sure there's not 4 at least?
It says 3, and I believe that is correct.
I know Dwight got 2 at the end of the
Dwight
game.
Dwight had 2 at the end of the game. Dexter had 1 and Brooks had 1.
So, we need to write a letter.
Now, who? I got a trivia.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Who was really the MVP of that Super Bowl?
I would say Dwight Smith. He had 2 pick sixes.
Yeah. And the thing is, the reason why that doesn't take place, and it was Dwight Smith.
We had the lead, I think, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
No, at halftime they make the decision.
Oh, that's right. Because you used to vote it in, didn't you? Isn't that what it was?
Halftime they make the decision so they can talk about Walt Disney World at the end. Or Disneyland. It's Disneyland, I think they do.
Oh, sad.
But yeah, the thing is, you know, Dexter's a great guy and he got it, but yeah, Dwight Smith definitely should have had that MVP if he went for the whole game.
I agree. But those 2 picks that Dexter had in the beginning of the first half were huge. Were
game changers.
Huge.
Well, defense,
and if you look at those picks, though, you know, everybody talks about Simeon and Sapp. The crane is the one that got to him. That's who made him throw it away quicker, too.
Nope.
And, you know, and I'll tell you what, Greg Spires was nicknamed the crane. He was unbelievable, guys. There's a guy that gets forgotten in the papers, but I'll tell you what, he was a hell of a defensive end.
Nice.
Very cool. Last one. How many games did the Buccaneers win their first season?
Zero.
Yeah,
there it is. How many games did the Buccaneers win in their first season?
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight show.
I'm sorry. I have been disconnected. You guys, I want to go back to child abuse days.
Awesome. Big Nasty, it was a pleasure talking to you, bud. Thank you very much for your time, and we look for a great season. Like I said, we're going to be beating you up, calling you all season, see what you have to say.
Anytime. God bless. Go Bucks, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Go Bucks. Thank you, sir.